Looking over the congregation this morning, I assume many of us grew up during the turbulent 60s and 70s. Back in those days, we used the term bread to mean money. So today I'm sharing with you my homily about writing for bread. Most of us can clock turning points in our lives, winding up on paths that we never expected or considered before. That happened when I turned 40 and decided a change was in order. I came up with three choices. One, leave Connecticut academia and attend law school. Two, adopt a baby. Three, move to Maine and write the great American novel, every English major's secret dream. My husband and I chose door number three. He retired and we moved into an abandoned farmhouse in Edmonds, Maine. Population 230, just a few miles away from Cobbs Cook Bay State Park. The park came in handy because our new palace lacked both a bathroom and running water. To survive the Reno days, I devoured Natalie Goldberg's best-selling book, Writing Down the Bones, and was inspired to submit short articles to bring in a modest income. A year later, I signed up to spend a week studying with Natalie Goldberg at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. I packed up the car and headed off, imagining it would be me and Natalie and a few other acolytes. A hundred of us attended, but there I made some dear writing buddies who remain my friends today. Returning to Edmonds, I redoubled my efforts to sell my writing, placing two or three articles a month in Maine publications and in Black Family Digest in California, a gig that lasted for several years. These slides will give you an idea of the weighty work I produced. Oops. I did something wrong. Oh, there. Okay. So, secrets of successful toilet training. Underwater birth. Is it for you? Choosing a summer camp for your child. How to tell if your husband is cheating on you. And renewing your vows. So, the one that really got me quite a lot of money was the successful toilet training article. And some of these I sold time and time again. So then we go to the writer. And if you look down below, you'll see that in managing to write, Seven Tips for Success, that was Ruth Cash Smith. I was so excited. And then we go on to Succeed, the magazine for continuing education, and mine was a cover story. Turn your career into a masterpiece. Then I wrote, how the heck do I hire an employee and why the heck should I? A Washington County guide to getting the help your business needs. Now that was 69 pages. So I was growing in my prolific efforts. And finally, the Handy Dandy Biz book, for a resource guide for small businesses in Maine. So, just one second. We didn't talk about this. got out of my way. With these articles, I made enough money to fly off to Taos, New Mexico to study with Natalie once again. Then my riding buddies and I agreed to set our own weekend-long retreats at various houses throughout New England that we rented. Together we pursued our riding quest, cheering each other on as we wandered around in our pajamas, clutching our notebooks, hoping for inspiration to strike. At one of those retreats, I vowed to write Love and Other Acts of Insanity, a novel and stories modeled on Sherwood Anderson's book, Weinberg, Ohio. That turning point began when I attracted a New York City agent who circulated my novel to publishers. My dream come true. Then 9/11 happened, and my book became what is euphemistically known as a market casualty. Out of the blue, a former boss called, now a college administrator in Kansas, offering me the job to teach business communications in Malaysia and Singapore during winter months. I jumped at the chance. What a great 3-year overseas gig, and I got to make more bread. One of my Natalie Goldberg writing buddies worked as the writing coordinator at Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City. Faced with a publish or perish dilemma that is endemic to all academics, we made a pact to co-author a nonfiction writing book. Called The Graphic Writer's Guide to Better Business Writing. The turning point came when a New York publisher we contacted offered us a contract to produce the book. After the elation faded, we sobered up as reality set in. Number one, most graphic designers only care about design. Words are just of little or no consequence to them. Two, Barbara and I lived 500 miles apart. Three, neither of us had ever met a managing director of a graphic design firm. So we developed an ambitious quest to interview 20 of them in person across the country. We struck gold. The head honchos of the design firms were so thrilled to be interviewed, they threw open their file, gifting us with forms and strategies, and they assured us our book would be a much-needed tome to graphic designers as they learned that they could communicate with words and not just graphics. Number four, the most difficult hurdle Barb and I faced was that both of our husbands were diagnosed with cancer. Yet we still had a contract to fulfill. Our journey became much like the famous Greek myth of Sisyphus as we tried to push our literary boulder up the mountain. When our book was finally published in 2007, it was nothing short of a miracle. Due to my husband's medical issues, I needed to work from home. So the next turning point was becoming a grants evaluator, reporting on federal and state grants. Big bread flowed in for the next 3 years. Like the Grateful Dead sings, "What a long, strange trip it's been." But I want you to know that all these years later, I'm still determined to just keep on trucking. Now that I've written my second novel, Haywire, please feel free to hook me up with your cousin or your uncle or your mama's sorority sister, because I've got my fingers crossed that this second book gets published. In summary, my writing has taught me to think deeply, nurture my creativity, and to plunge on despite the odds of succeeding. When your muse calls, be it writing, singing, making art, or dancing, I encourage you to remember it's never too late for any of us to welcome creativity into our lives. As the incomparable Maya Angelou said, you cannot use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have.